أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج، فإن أتممت عشرا فمن عندك، وما أريد أن أشق عليك، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين. قال ذلك بيني وبينك، أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا عدوان علي، والله على ما نقول وكيل. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explained that one of the daughters of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam saying that her father is calling him. And when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came into the companionship of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam, he explained his entire story, and Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam thereafter pacified him. One of the daughters made a request to the father to employ Hazrat Musa alayhi salam because of two reasons. One was Al-Qawi and the other was Al-Amin, that he was strong and he was also trustworthy. Here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam making a proposal to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُنْكِحَكَ إِحْدَ بْنَتَيَّ هَاتَيْنَ. Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam said that certainly I desire to marry off one of these two daughters of mine to you. Now here it was not the actual formal nikah, but here was the procedure of the proposal. And there is no harm if a father feels that his daughter has come of age and there is an appropriate person that the father has in mind, then he can also go forth with a proposal. There is no harm in it. It is not necessary that he waits for someone to propose for his daughter. And we find amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, just one example will be sufficient, that when Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, became a widow, and after the formalities of the iddat, etc., Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and offered his daughter to him. When he did not get an appropriate response from him, he went to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he offered his daughter in marriage to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But it was the plan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha becomes our mother, the mother of the ummah, the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the point is that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not hold back and he went forth. So there is absolutely nothing in, there is no harm in doing so. Here Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ala an ta'jurani thamaniya hijaj, on the condition that you serve me, you be in my service for a period of 8 years. فَإِنْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا فَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ. And then if you complete the period of 10 years, then it will be from your side. In other words, that will be an ihsan, a favor that you incur upon me. Here there is some discussion with regards to the mihr, etc., and it becomes clear that Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam offered Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam his daughter. Some, like Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah, had given the names of these daughters also. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says that one daughter's name was Safuriya and the other was Layya, and in one narration the other's name was Sharf. So hence these were the names of the two daughters, and then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would have made his choice. Again Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says it was the younger daughter that he had chosen. And Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam thereafter concludes by saying, Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-salihin, that if Allah subhanahu wa uridu an ashukka alayk, in between, I do not intend making life difficult for you, that you will remain over here in Madian, and you will also find, in, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, that I am from amongst those who are pious, those who are righteous. In other words, your living with me will be very easy. There will be no difficulty that will be imposed upon you. It is not that I am going to give you my daughter, and after I do that, there is going to be difficulty that you will experience. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills, you will find that I am an easygoing person, and hence in this way, thereafter obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not mention what happens. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made nikah with one of the daughters of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. The two periods of time, the 8 or the 10 years, which one did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam complete? So there are many, many hadith and narrations that indicate that even some had asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to this. In one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself said that I asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And in one narration, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked another angel, and then asked, that angel asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response was that it was the complete period of 10 years that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had spent by Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is generally the norm and practice of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they will always give more than giving less from anyone. They will take less from others and they will give more to others. This has been always the system, the habit, the akhlaq of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Very interesting, some of the commentators have noted that there were two periods of time, 8 and 10 years, and remembering that this surah was revealed, or parts of the surah was revealed at the hijrah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so we found that 8 and 10 years also was very, very dominant in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that after 8 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came back to Makkah Mukarrama as a conqueror. At the time of Fath Makkah, it was 8 years, the 8th year of the Hijrah, so that is the 8 year period. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the 9th year, when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made the Amir of Hajj, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed Surah Tawbah, so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent to make some announcements, and one of those announcements that was made, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. So in the 10th year, Makkah Mukarrama then was cleansed of all kufr and all shirk and polytheism, etc. So 8 and 10 years was also a very, very important years in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam after the hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we find the same in the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam responded, qala dhalika bayni wa baynak, that this is a transaction, this is between you and me. Ayyamal ajalayni qadayt fala udwana alay, whichever of the two periods I fulfill, there will be no transgression from my side. If I fulfill the 8 years, then obviously that was part of the condition that you had made. And if I fulfill the 10 years, then that will be the excess, the extra from my side. Wallahu ala ma naqulu wakil. And Allah, we make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the wakil, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the guardian upon what we say. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the witness to all this that we have made. And in this way, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam marries the daughter of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. He lives there for a period of 10 years, and obviously thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.